How about that, eh?
Indeed we will.
It's time for the Piss Detectives.
Yes, it is. Detective, are you there?
I'm here. You are there.
We are everywhere, man.
What's doing with that rubbish?
I have no idea. That was just something, you know, that I picked up from the 60s.
I am everywhere, man.
I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert sands, man. How the hell are you?
I'm a little bit pissy.
You sound good.
I feel pretty good, yeah. I've just come out of hospital having had half a kilo of cauliflower removed from my ass.
That can't be good. What do you mean?
I had hemorrhoids.
Oh, no.
The doctor did a before and after shot. He said he thought I worked at Paddy's Market with the amount of cauliflowers hanging out of my ass.
Hey, what do they do with them when they take them out?
Well, they give them to CSIRO and I think they use them for mustard gas technology.
How big was it?
Well, it was...
Half a head of cauliflower?
No, well, collectively, it was the size of a full buddy cauliflower.
Jesus
Christ. I said to the doc, I don't remember eating that whole.
Well, that's got to hurt when you sit down, doesn't it?
Well, from time to time, I just used to protrude. And I felt like, shit, I don't remember eating a dozen marbles. And then they'd firm up a bit, and then they'd go soft. And then I thought, Jesus, like, I'd sit down and I think someone's hand was in my ass.
Did you, lay in bed there and get out the warm spoon and shine it and check?
Well, time when you go to bed and you're half shit-faced and you think, well, whether I sat on a dog or some bloke's got his hand up my ass, you think, well, what's doing that? But you just, because you're so pissed, you think, well, I'll have a look in the morning. And then you wake up and you think, well, there's no dog there. And you drop your duds and there's a big blood stain on your undies because I wear the old
Y-fronts?
Poop catchers.
Oh,
you know, the Y-fronts.
Yep.
And, with the blood stain, you think I had a Japanese flag as undies. I'd pull down my undies down around my ankles there and I'd just be sitting waiting to defecate. And then I'd think, well, Jesus, my bum feels very full. Not from fecal matter, but from something more pronounced, I think.
Detective?
Oh, no. Speaking of bloody...
I had hemorrhoids once. And you know what's good?
What's that?
When you drop a nugget, massages it a little bit.
Massages it?
And the pain goes a little bit.
When you in the act of defecating?
Yes.
I never experienced that feeling, you little maggot. Although I did think of you when I saw the size of the cauliflowers out of my ass.
As you would.
Just you, I thought. Well, that's just the bloody size of that little prick's melon.
It's done by it's caused by stress.
Is it?
Imagine you being stressed.
Well, I live my life in a fucking deck chair. How can I get fucking stressed?
That's what I was thinking.
All I do is just drink drinks with fucking bloody umbrellas hanging out of them and have girls try and film me on the pee-pee. How can I be fucking stressed?
What, you've retired from the police force?
No, I do when I have fucking press conferences.
You've made commissioner.
No, I haven't made commissioner yet, although he doesn't know he's on the slipway. He'll be fucking gone.
Oh, on the slipway too? Is he Uncle Ken?
He's gone. I'm going to be the new commissioner. I don't know when that'll happen, but it'll happen sooner than later.
You heard it here first, boys and girls.
But I don't know about getting cauliflowers in your ass from fucking stress.
What happens if you strain, if you're trying to do it.
I really push quite hard. Because
that's what
it's
I mean.
Really quite compacted.
Well, maybe
I think my stools are an international unit of measurement for hardness. Like you have a diamond, that's hard.
Yeah.
Or you can have a piss detective stool.
Yes.
NASA have been writing me fucking fan mail. I want to use it to cover the next fucking space shuttle.
Covered with shit.
Yeah, it'll stink, but it won't get fucking fire, cockhead. The space shuttle will be absolutely fly-blown when it hits Earth. It'll be all covered in maggots, but all the old mates inside will be as safe as a bloody finger in a fucking glove. The boys will be looked after like silkworms being covered in my stool. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Piss Detective stools. You read the book, you've seen the movie, now come and smell it. But you haven't got smatch and smell television. because this is unburnable. You could go with something like that, perhaps.
Well, yeah, it's an option.
It's sponsored by NASA.
Oh, I like that.
And imagine all those pointy-headed blokes with their silver-rimmed glasses who live their life just thinking shit up. Can't come up with anything like my stools.
Thinking shit up, and there it is right in front of them.
Yep, and you cover... Imagine trying to cover the space shuttle with my stool. They're gonna have to feed me Chinese for a year.
How would they apply it on?
I don't know.
With your finger?
No, I was thinking
and
more
a
like...
spatula.
I was thinking more like...
And a little dust mask to stop the flies getting in their noses, because there'll be a bit of peripheral bloody fecal matter in the air, and then they'll inhale it, and then they'll be pissed, and then the flies will go in their nose down in their guts and lay a bag full of eggs, and they'll be shitting... And maggots.
But they'll be shitting maybe
maybe what?
No, because they might shit copies of your turds.
Well, that's stools. True. But there'll be a loss in the generation, because it'll be only half as strong as my turd cock breath.
That's a point.
Jeez, no wonder you got bloody hemorrhoids then, if your stools are that good.
Yeah, I've been pushing them out. It's like giving birth to the Sydney Harbour and Bridge.
It's got to hurt.
Well, it will. I think some geologists have been sniffing around my joint looking at my stools as well.
So apart from hemorrhoids, what else has been happening in your life?
I've been having pain. I've been bleeding from my ass.
Yeah, I know that.
Blood. Well, at times you'd think I'd go to bed with a Japanese flag on. But I haven't. I've just been wearing my poop catchers. The lady next door, she sees half a dozen BVD poop catchers with a little red stain, and she thought, I didn't know you were Japanese. I said, oh, no, I'm just bleeding from the arse. She said, oh, good, eh, then.
Thought we were being invaded.
Yeah, she didn't sort of pursue that sort of line of inquiry, because she thought, well, having seen the size of my arse and the size of these big red circles, she thought, well, Jesus, he's a poor man's got problems. But she had manners and that, you know.
Yeah.
Where if I saw her undies covered in the size of bloody bloodstains on hers, I said, what's doing there, darling? You're 70, you can't be giving birth now.
Oh, mate, so how long are you on holidays for?
Well, I'm on holidays for the next couple of weeks. I've got a big inner tube that I have to sit on. They got it out of a tractor tyre. So I have to sit on a tractor tyre inner tube, because I can't sit down on like hard or firm things, so that's why I've got to sit on this bloody inner tube.
It's got to be good, though, that at least they're red stains on your poop catchers and not actual brown stains on your stools.
Oh, no, there's a bit of fecal matter in there as well. It wouldn't be fair just to have blood.
Isn't the hemorrhoid, like, part of your skin?
Well, from what I understand, it's the lining of just... It's the lining of your bunghole.
That's about the size of it.
Well, if you look in the medical stuff, it says hemorrhoids, the lining of the bunghole... pushed out of most when you're really squeezing some fairly hard shits out of your arse.
that's
the medical term, but it's all in Latin, which makes it sound noble. I forget how it goes, but it goes arses, pushes, hardest, shittest, outest, a lotus, cabbages, vegetables, pushing shittest, fly blowingest, stinkest, poopus pantsest. Something like that, but I mean, it makes it sound really noble.
It's very noble sounding.
Well, it is, yeah. I mean, you think if you shit yourself and you read it in this book and it says, well, I don't feel like such a cockhead now. I feel like a knight in shining armour with poopy pants. Mr. Poopus Pantses.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's a tricky language, that bloody Latin.
I was going to say, isn't Latin a beautiful language?
It is. I mean, you could be an absolute quit, but they just make you sound like a knight in shining armour, even though you're a fuckhead.
What else is happening in your life?
Well, apart from that, I'm doing just fucking fine.
Yep.
Well, I hope I'll be run over by a train.
Is it a paying holiday? You're getting paid?
Oh, yes. Well, on sick leave, you're entitled to pay retributions, yes. Yeah. But I'm just a bit reluctant to actually tell them why I'm crook.
Yeah, what, you think it'll be a bit embarrassing?
Yeah, well, I might have to actually speak to the boss himself and say, well, look, I've got half a kilo of cabbage just removed out of my arse.
He'd understand, though.
He suffers bad gout as well.
Yeah.
He's got hemorrhoids and gout.
Oh, that's
we
awesome.
All call him Lucky.
That's a horrible thought, hemorrhoids and gout.
Well, while I'm having my spell, sitting on this tractor tube in a tyre,
yes.
I'm going to send some mail out to NASA and have them come and study my stools. Because I think there's a fair quid in it.
So
imagine paying me a year of Chinese food to shit off a space shuttle.
Piss detective, so it's quite possible in the next couple of years we could see a brown space shuttle.
That's a special.
Wow. Yeah.
Absolute special, having seen some of the footage of the space shuttles going up before. 1 minute you see them and everyone's going, playing the band, and then poof. All you see is just white clouds and bits of human effluent. I tell you what, I'd give the astronauts a gold plated guarantee that if they went up in a space shuttle covered in my stools, they'd be looked after like a silkworm. They'd be as safe as a bat. They'd be stinky, but travelling at that speed, you wouldn't worry, really.
Do you reckon, they could coat their spacesuits with it?
Well, that's not a bad call. They might need to use that if they ever wanted to do some engineering on the outermost skin of the space shuttle.
Because the space shuttle...
They could just rip open a bag of the piss detective stool and just smear a bit on.
Remember the early days when they built the space shuttle? It had a lot of problems with the tiles falling off.
Yes, well, that's right, but that won't happen now when you're covered in stool.
No.
You might be able to get a whole
industry.
You can
fill the cracks. I mean, it'd be just about water. Not that there's any water in space, but it'd be absolutely waterproof.
They could pregnate
any space
tiles, the tiles with the feces of the piss detective.
Yes, well, it could be ceramic plated.
Well,
yes.
Well, it would be.
You could put it on. You could put it on one of those spinning wheels that the potters use. They just lower me down in a love chair, and I could just lay out a couple of meters of cable, and then the old mate could just go whoo, and then just have the wheel spinning like a bastard, and he could turn my stool into a bloody wigwam for a bridal buckle. The stinker'd be a bastard, but I mean, he could be. He'd just put it in the oven, and then boom. Blow the bejesus out of the oven, and if it blew the oven up and my stools were still living, I mean, imagine what it'd do to the cover of the fucking space shuttle.
It's like C4.
Not only that, it's an explosive.
Yeah, there'd be a whole industry. You could coat the every space program bloody probe thingy that ever went into space.
You could even cover bloody Boeing 747.
The Russians would want
you. I tell you what, they better start employing a few more Chinese restaurants because they're going to be feeding me for years.
You want to watch out that you're not kidnapped by the Russians, as the fish says. Or no, it'd be the Chinese now.
The Chinese. I could just be like the alien. I'd just be a mother. They just pour a bloody funnel down my guts and feed me full of chili chicken wings and salt and pepper squid.
Imagine if the Chinese kidnapped you. Well, you'd be set for life.
Well, they'd be laughing, wouldn't they?
They would.
No fucking overhead. I'd just be laying cable like fucking telecom.
God, you'd have... you're going to be laying
cable.
They
can't make any dishes with peanuts in it because if they put peanuts in your stools, that's always the weakest link.
Oh, yeah, that'd be bad.
They burn easily, the peanuts. And corn, no corn, because there's nothing like having corn in your stools.
The peanuts would roast.
It's true. Well, that'd give a nice nutty taste, wouldn't it? Or a nutty smell. Actually, that might be something we could consider. They could feed me full of Chinese food and then pour half a litre of sesame oil down my guts.
Well, that might make
booze out, and the smell wouldn't be so. That's not a bad call.
Yeah, but it might make them a little bit too slippery to handle.
No, they'd still be rock hard, but they'd just shoot out. I wouldn't have to squeeze and make cauliflowers at the same time.
Of course, you could kill hundreds of people.
They could make a Chinese stir fry out of the cauliflowers out of my ass.
See, out of the cauliflower experience now, you might be able to surf humanity.
I could. Anything that needs protection from the heat, they can just cover my, get me and Chinese and bloody cover them with my ass.
Beautiful.
I could just imagine going down to the beach.
Right.
I could just say, well, lay down here, toots, and I'll give you a bloody meter of stool. The smell will kill you, but you won't get fucking burnt.
That's a whole new suntan industry.
It is. Bit woofy, but you won't get burnt. You can always jump in the drink again. And then you don't want to cover your cans because you want to have nice burnt cans too, Toots.
Very important.
Yeah, well, I could just lower me. They could get a Gillespie's clone and lower me down in the love chair, and I could just lay a couple of metres of cable on half the population of Bondi. As I said, the smell would be a bastard, but they wouldn't get burnt.
That's Bondi. They wouldn't notice.
Well, there'd be a few poofers there. They'd probably just sneak a lick too, the bastards.
Oh, they would too.
Yeah. Up Oxford Street, they'd be wanting to paint in my arse.
I'm a bit worried about the sesame seed oil on it, though, and it's shooting out. You could kill hundreds of people by it zooming out of your arse.
I suppose it'd be like having a... Yeah,
2,400 metres a second.
Well, yeah, I never thought about that. Depends how fast I could shoot it out.
Pretty quick, I'd reckon.
800 metres a second would probably pull me up at the best.
No, oh, okay.
An Olympic event. Imagine an Olympic event.
We've got to get moving, Detective, sorry.
Moving, where are we going to?
No, I'm sorry.
Where we were just at Bondi.
No.
Having sesame oil and then shooting at least half a dozen metres of stool out of my arse in about 800 metres a second. We were just talking about having an Olympic event.
Yeah, but
and then you said, yeah, that'd be a good idea. And I said, well, that's fucking pretty good with me.
Yeah, but...
But fucking nothing.
The producer said...
The producer's a fuckwit.
But what's happening...
He doesn't know about stools. I know more about stools than he's ever thought about.
Right.
He doesn't know about stooling. He can't put a turd into a bloody bowl like a Mr. Whippy machine. Only I can do that. That's why I am the piss detective.
And on that note, we'll see you next week.
Oh, right then. Oh, well. Oh, come on the show, be funny and fuck off then. Yeah, right, we've used you now. Yeah, we're just a couple of bloody prostitutes. We'll root you and you just fuck off. Yeah, we've got you for everything we can. We've paid you, fuck all. You fucking go.
Are you unhappy by this?
Huh?
I feel as though we've upset you.
Not at all. Well, I know where I am in the fucking food chain.
On the bottom?
It's just one up above a Neba shit. Come on the fucking show. It'll be as funny as all fucking. Then when we finish, we'll fuck you off.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You got the picture?
Oh, yeah, I got the picture. I got the fucking movie.
God bless now.
Yeah. I'll be fucking religious now, yeah.
Well,
yeah, right. I know where I stand. You fucks.
He seems a bit unhappy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what do we do? I know what we'll do now, fish. We'll fucking hang up.
Yeah, all right.
All the best.
See you next week.
All the best.
Bye.
Bye.